Great to see you all. It has been a long time since I have been led in worship, and this is the first place I've come back to, actually, since I became the pastor at New Covenant Fellowship in Pennsylvania, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than worshiping with you, because this is what I learned about the church. Many of you know me. I was here as an intern. I began my theological studies at Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando and then came here. But what many of you didn't know is I came here a very, very insecure man, wondering what the Lord was going to do in my life. I came here very emotionally insecure. And I met this individual at Old Orchard Church. As we were traveling looking for churches, I met this man with this brilliant head of hair. It was amazing. And I remember the first time I met with him, something said, I can trust this man. And I hadn't been able to trust very many male figures in my life up to that time. And I looked at Seth and I said, Seth, I really want to serve the Lord, but I feel emotionally immature. And he looked at me and he said, well, Brett, that's because you are emotionally immature. And you know what? He didn't leave me. He put his hand on my shoulder, and he walked with me. You know what? Many men in their life desire to have a male role model that they can trust, a man that they can be transparent with, and yet know in that transparency that there is full acceptance. It's a very issue we come into our relationship with a holy God. And yet once his love and his goodness comes out, we're melted. And when we're melted, we're transformed. And it's amazing how Seth did that. Now, Seth had his imperfections. We know that. I remember one connection you may not know is that Seth and I were in the same presbytery, in the Great Lakes Presbytery for a while, where I was coming under care. And I remember we were in a bunkhouse. And we were sleeping, and I went into the shower that morning, and after I got out of the shower, Seth was getting out of bed and coming into the shower, and I fell over laughing so hard because that beautiful hair, he looked like a cat that had licked an electrical outlet. It was sticking straight up in the air, and I was laughing so hard I couldn't compose myself. And he said, what? And I just said, Seth, I put you on this pedestal of perfection. And you know, Seth was a real man. And he's a man that in his perfection, in his brokenness, oh, he loved. And I just want to tell you, that's a reflection of this congregation. You have loved. You have taken men and you have taken women in, and you have not taken them as who they were when you first saw them, but you brought them in and you saw the potential in them as to what God is creating in them and doing through them and where he is leading them. And then you have loved them along that road of sanctification. And I'm indebted to you, you know, because you have done what God has called you to do, and you continue to do that. And I tell you what, I'm still growing. I'm still maturing and still laughing at the fact that God could use someone like me. And it just gives proof positive to the power of the gospel. And it's just so hard for me to get up here and not to just weep in front of you to know that I have lost a very, very good friend. I mean, I hadn't spoken to Seth for a year, and just this past Mother's Day, Excuse me. I always tell you to cough when you're about to choke up, but I don't know. But he called my wife, Tara, and told Tara, I'm standing at your daughter's grave. And I'm praying for you. And that's the type of guy he was. He was there. And he knew the things that counted. And he knew how to love. with a godly love. And so, thanks, Ron, for the opportunity, brother.